are you doing for the rest of your life? Could I be the only one to know this part of you? And you will find
welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. Today's date is the 14th day of August 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I want to do a short, a brief file here, and there's one coming later with a research file. So much happening here. They're trying desperately, and it's working to some degree, to marginalize Eric and myself. What they've been able to do is gang up on us in a way that if you were sitting in our seat, in our chair, in my home and in Eric's home, and watching the way that this is being orchestrated, you would understand clearly that the sites that are pushing people into marginalizing the French Connection and working against our information, they're working together here, and I'm going to give you a couple of examples. One of them, they claim over at Wake Up From Your Slumber to be honest brokers. This GRS Wave does, and of course, not that long ago, we came out and said that we don't trust what's going on over at that site. Well, I'm going to reiterate again that we don't. Again, I don't trust what's going on over at that site. And I thought to myself that this GRS Wave may not be taking part in this trashing going on with us. But things that have happened subsequent to my joining over there and posting a few of Bolin's more important works, namely the Rahm Emanuel work, namely the Chertoff work, and then the one that followed from that was the Mark Lane article. There were four things I posted there, four. In every single case, the comment section was shut, in all four. Now, if you go back and look at how often GRS Wave shuts down comments on a blog, she almost never does, unless I'm involved. Now, go and do your own due diligence on this. It's easy to figure out. It's easy to go and look. It's easy to find out if the comment section has been shut. And when you start looking at all the comment sections from other blogs where they trash me, I mean wholesale trash me, where they try to destroy my credibility, try to destroy Eric's credibility, where we've got people like this Mo Howard lookalike Suzette working now with Nina, who it turns out in my view has been attempting to trash us for a long time. And then clandestinely here working with someone who we know has been working against us for a long time. Why would they do that? Why would our information... See, now here's the other thing. Also, look at the comments from people like this guy Poseidon or this guy Rowan Barkley. It's never about... Or this guy Masher. It's never about our research. It's always kill the messenger. It's always destroy Eric's person, not his work. It's always marginalized the work that Bolin has done. He's a hack. He's not worthy of the title researcher. When clearly the four pieces we put up on his on that site about Bolin's work were off the hook qualitative. In fact, they exposed the workings of the criminal network like nobody else had ever done. And the site instead shuts down comments on it and allows wholesale trashing of my character and not our research. And so I'm going to reiterate that, yes, that is a bought and paid for site, and that I don't know if GRS Wave is bought and paid for herself or is just under massive amounts of pressure, But she has written supportive comments about this guy, Poseidon, who is absolutely a shill. There is no doubt whatsoever in my mind that this guy is working with an agenda, possibly even for pay, and will not address any of the research issues, but only character issues. And that whole site is not worth not worth visiting, other than confirming the things that I'm telling you right now. So I urge you to go to the site, and I urge you to do your own due diligence and take a look at how this marginalizing is being done. Now, the other thing that we can point out is that no one wants to take a look at our research and post with us in this mainstream group. Nobody. And now they're trying to marginalize all of the work that Chris Bolin did over his 5 years as a journalist. And then we've got people like Mark Glenn attempting to, and let me tell you this, he got on his on that almost dead program. I mean, I look at my shoutcast numbers on Michael Piper's program, and they're almost zero. I did better on my introductory show at RBN with my shoutcast numbers than he's doing now, and he's been on there for a long time. So I don't know how many people are actually even listening to him at this point. But his work is being quoted out into the net on this network, this Maynard network, this Suzette network, and this Mark Glenn network. But he wrote a piece recently that attempted to blame Jews, period, not Zionists, but Jews, all Jews. And I've told you repeatedly that I do not believe, and I have never believed, and I will never believe that the problem is with Jews. It is not. It has never been. It will never be. There are qualitative, good-hearted, good-intentioned, informed Jewish members of this fight that are helping. I know them personally. I have them working with us, sending us information that is very pertinent, very relevant. They're not Talmadic supremacists, as he wrote in this piece about this comic Silberman, this vile human being, Silberman. But what he wrote about was that nobody condemns her for what she did, and thereby it is clear that all Jews are behind this, or they're afraid to be outspoken about it. But I'm here to tell you that these sites are wanting to place this anti-Jewish idea out into the mainstream. They do. They want this idea coming out of Mark Glenn to be a predominant idea that all Jews are bad. And that a German-style pogrom, a Germany-style, a 1930s Germany-style pogrom, can begin in America where Jews have to emigrate possibly to the Middle East. Well, it's exactly what they did in Germany. Read your history books. Is he part of this hate-mongering against all Jews so that they'll immigrate? Starting to look like that, ladies and gentlemen. And the idea that this Operation Cyanide is absolutely unsupported by any evidence. None. It's made up. It's a fabrication. And he wrote a series on this fabricated information. The information's not valid. It doesn't wash with what I know from James Innes. And he's the guy that has been around this information the longest. Which leads me to my next discussion here about this false information. Last night's interview about when we talked with this man, Stephen St. John, about the planes. Of course, much of what's being said during an interview, because they're not rehearsed, so I don't know what's coming out of this guy's mouth. And, of course, I re-listened to most of the interviews, if not all of them, to see if what was being said washes with what I know. And then I have a chance also, after the fact, to re-examine even for the first time, some of the information that was presented. Now, I did get my hackles up with him when he became supportive of United Nations. And I knew right away that that is a non-starter with me. And, of course, he did a protective backpedaling on that by saying, well, if they're not relevant, then the idea of the organization is relevant and we should co-opt it. But that wasn't his first take on it. And his first take was that they were correct and they have been correct. And that's, in my view, nonsense. Now, you know, the idea of a United Nations, of course, is not... is not against a loose fitting, not this controlling organization of the UN like it is, but a useful place for dialogue. Okay, fine, but that's not what the UN is, and it's not what it has been, and it's not what it's intended to be, and it's not what what we're going to have from this organization. It is an American and Western European dominated place for supremacists to organize themselves in third world countries to the detriment of those third world countries and to the detriment of our nation, the United States. And this has been clear to a lot of people for a very long time. And that's not what he was promoting. And I part company with him 100% on anything that he said about UN being a qualitative organization. It is not and never has been. And in fact, what they're doing in third world Africa and third world Central America and even Asia is criminal and has been. They've been promoting the sickening of populations, not the helping of them. In fact, they've worked closely with World Bank and with IMF and to completely enslave a lot of countries and give them inoculations that have made them sicker, not healthier. And so basically, ladies and gentlemen, that was a problem for me. But he also pointed out something upon looking at it again, the idea that Germany had some kind of important role in the implosion of the Serbian Yugoslav nation. And I didn't find that at all. I found UN in that with Bill Clinton being the ham-handed nut job trying to destroy that country, and they used America's false al-Qaeda, in other words, so-called Muslim freedom fighters who were in fact just thugs from the Arab world in the form of KLA, to help bring that country to its knees with the American air supremacy. And Germany was not instrumental in that. You know, there was a black market going on over there, and the mark was used only because it was the currency of choice in northern parts of the country. But the gold-backed dinar was there before pressure was put on that economy and destroyed. So there were several things that I didn't find copacetic about Mr. St. John's work, you know, on some of these things, and I want to clear them up, you know. The other one was remote control planes back in 81. Simply a non-starter as far as I'm concerned. The science wasn't there in 81 to take control of a plane from the ground. So there's another anomaly there in his work, and I want to make sure that you do not go off thinking that I believe all this stuff. And it needed to have research in hindsight in order to make it clear. And I would take him back on another interview and ask him these same questions over again and maybe have him clarify his position on these three things, because they needed clarification. He did. You know, I'm certainly not convinced that he's a bad guy, and that's not what I'm saying with this. I'm saying that hindsight and a reexamination of this work needs to be done in order to keep what we know pure. Another subject here, another marginalizing attempt here at both myself, Eric, and Bolin, but more Eric on this one, with 9/11 mysteries. Sophia has been told, the girl that did that video, CD presentation of 9/11 mysteries, was told to get Eric's work out of the video, out of it, or it wouldn't be distributed. Point blank, get it out, his research out. We don't want it in there. What are they afraid of? Why would they have to go to those lengths at threatening this girl with distribution elimination if she kept Eric in there? What are they afraid of with Eric? Answer me this one. I mean, ask yourself this question. What are they afraid of with Eric's work? Well, clearly, they don't want any attention going to Eric because we're kicking the teeth in on these people. And they need to marginalize us just like Suzette's trying to do, like Poseidon's trying to do, like Rowan Barkley's trying to do, like so many. How about what they've done to Bolin with his qualitative research, trying to marginalize him? They're trying to destroy us so that they can take control completely of this movement. It's a fact. Now, of course, all of these liars out there are going to come squawking. They're paranoid, this and that. But, in fact, putting Griffin in charge of the research that Eric actually did and mentioning only Griffin's work instead of Eric's on her video is a clear example of many where they've done this to us. We've pushed this story down the road so far, and now they're trying to usurp our leadership in pushing the research and push us out of the picture so they can be in control of it. If you don't see that, then you've got a problem with your brain. You've become mushy-headed. And you know, one of the things that Mr. St. John did say, and I agree with totally, is we are a fluoride nation of dumbsticks. That doesn't mean all of us. That means many people out there can be fed a line of total nonsense, and they buy it. Shutting down every blog I put up there and then saying that's there's no coincidence, that's just a coincidence that they have to shut all mine down. Oh, she's not against our work. Well, maybe she's not. Open up those things again. Open them up, GRS Wave, and let Daryl Bradford Smith's work and Chris Bolin's work be heard. Why would you allow me to be trashed on every thread of that blog and not let any discussion come out about Mark Lane and what his connections to Cardo are and the left and Morris Deeds and Southern Poverty Law and the rest of it? Why not let that discussion go on? Oh, no, got shut down right away, as did all the other threads. You know, if you can't see this, if you don't understand this stuff, then you are going to be marched. You're going to be doing the march, guys. And wait a minute here. Maybe this guy Ron Paul, maybe they're just collecting names. Maybe that's what he's all about. Well, that's why Alex Jones and Rents and this girl Nina is pushing him like a virulent virus across the internet. This guy would have nothing, not a single supporter, if it weren't for people I'm starting to understand as being shills. If it weren't for him being pushed out there. Now wait a minute here. That's another place that I agree with Stephen St. John about. That is this guy just being put up there as a plant? Look at the people pushing him, and you'll start wondering, huh? But Bin Laden did 9/11, and we have to worry about our relationship with Islam because of they attacked us because we're over there. They didn't attack us at all. They, meaning the Islamists and the Muslims, didn't do any attacking on us. That's the lie of the century that this man knows full well is bull, because he listens to what goes on in the world and he knows the facts and he knows the Silverstein connections and the Lowy connections and the Ladine connections and the Estee Lauder connections and the Mark Rich connections and come on already. He knows all this stuff. You think he's not monitoring the facts and the truth if he's not already getting it from his handlers? I'm more convinced than ever. But maybe he's not willing to talk about it for other reasons, but the people pushing him are stinking to high heaven. Stinking. Stinking to high heaven. And from where we sit, from where we do these files from where I understand, the emails I get, the stuff I understand, the stuff Eric gets, will allow you more clearly to understand what's going on. And I'm going to bring up Eric right now to have him explain some of these things in his view, because we're getting this stuff, and when Bolin was still free to talk to us, we were getting this stuff from three directions, and it was easy for us to triangulate the liars. But you people don't get that, so we're trying to make it clear for you. Eric, you want to chime in here a little bit on this, please?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things we have, is we get a lot more, we're getting more information, we've seen more than they have, we've been in it longer. It's like with the deception. You see, in the very, very beginning, I was trusting people too, like just like Christopher Bolin. There are people that could have grabbed me in the very beginning. Because in the beginning, I didn't realize how big it was. It was only through watching this that I started to realize how bad it was. And so what we've seen that other people don't, people that are just now getting into it, they'll look at me and think, oh, he's being paranoid when he says, don't trust any of these people. It's not paranoia. In the very, very beginning, I was like them, and I was trusting some of them. It was when, for example, when I was having trouble getting anybody to listen to me about the World Trade Center collapse in 2002, in the very beginning, I thought, it occurred to me, oh, I'll go over to this site that's always complaining about Jews, these white supremacist sites. And that's when I realized they don't care about 9/11.
No.
They, not only do they not care, but they act as if they already know and they're trying to suppress it. It's through this that I started to realize this. They have control of almost all the organizations. But we see this that other people don't. And Bolin's friends, see, Bolin was making the mistake of trusting people. We don't know who did this, but, you know,
But isn't it interesting, Eric? I'm going to go a little segue here because a money-making scheme that came up into Hallie's mind about a year ago was to do a child's book because it would be a good way to generate some revenue for the family and everything. And then also, Bolin needed somebody that knew the legal system well. So who pops up on the radar but somebody who's a pediatrician and been fighting the big fight out there for individual court battle rights? She just happens to fit the bill of exactly what the Bolin family needed at the time.
That's right.
By some miraculous coincidence.
Well, yeah, but see, the other thing is that when Bolin's trial was going on, the reason he was so susceptible to this is that there was almost no support for him.
Yep.
And at the trial, he said there's more suspicious people coming in and out than there are supporters. And so he's starting to get desperate. The whole entire jury convicts him. You know, he's feeling like he's just left alone. And here are people coming to offer help. And he's in a situation that there's an expression for this. You know, when you're in this type of situation, you're desperate. You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And that's when you're the most susceptible to somebody coming to you and saying, well, we'll help you. Come over here. We'll help you. And he's trusting people that I was telling him, well, you know, watch out for these people. But like Jerry Myers, last night on Mike Piper's radio show, he mentioned how he didn't say the name, but he said there's an Ashkenazi friend of Bolin who was telling Bolin, stay away from Hufschmid and Smith. No, that could be Jerry Myers. He's Jewish, and he still he doesn't work with the American Free Press any longer. But one of the people who went to the court to watch the court said Jerry Myers ended up going up there, traveling from whatever state he's in, I forget, or Alabama or Georgia, traveled up there and stayed at their house. Now, how do we know we can trust him? You see, you don't know. It's like that time you created that audio file, that you don't know which Jews can be trusted. And the only safe thing to do is tell every one of them, just all of you, get out of here. Don't trust any of them. You don't know which ones are safe to trust. And he is still working to some extent. Somehow he still has connections with Willis Carto and the American Free Press. So he could be involved in this too. And then all of these Holocaust revisionists, all of the David Dukes and all of these other people acclaimed to be patriots trying to save America, all of them you have to be careful of. All of the people in the 9/11 movement you have to be careful of. especially if they've been around for years and years, like almost all of them have been. They've been here.
The Gabriel Days of the movement and the Phil Bergs of the movement, Eric.
Yeah, the vendors. See, here's the other thing. The vendors at these events, people don't realize that that's a great cover for somebody who's monitoring what's going on. And they may not be doing anything themselves, but they're monitoring. They're gathering information of who goes up to these shows, how many people there are, what they're talking about. And Gabriel Day does this. He travels around from one show to the other. How does he afford that when he's just selling these low-cost bumper stickers, T-shirts, and books? How does he pay his airline fees? See, he also does political advertising, too. So during elections, he'll pick up money that way. But the vendors, there's somebody else who said during the 60s when they were having Grateful Dead concerts, he did the speakers and the amplifiers. He'd set up some of the technical stuff. And he said there was always one of the vendors who seemed to be there. He assumed it was CIA. Always one of them, at least one of them, watching and sometimes selling things like LSD, sometimes putting LSD into the food or drinks without telling anybody. That's when they were running LSD experiments. And he said there was always one of them there. The vendors are the perfect disguise. And they gather information and they can
also... Well, then the Phil Berg showing up at everybody's door who wants to fight legally and then nothing ever coming of any of the fights with, the lawsuits.
That's right. They're like white blood cells. They see somebody who's talking, and they go over and surround them and effectively put them out of business because they don't do anything. Ellen Mariani's lawsuit went nowhere. Then when she gets rid of them, Rodriguez picks them up. It goes nowhere. He gets rid of them. But that's what these lawyers can do. They can block everything from happening. But during the time they're doing nothing, you're doing nothing also. So it's a great way to block people. And also the fighting over details about how they did 9/11 is wasting people's time. Arguing over, well, what kind of planes hit the Pentagon or the World Trade Center Tower?
Other pods, so-called pods from Dipstick Pod Man over there at...
Bill Jahan and Jayvon Kleist. Well, see, here's the other thing people don't realize that we see, that I see, because I've been in it longer. After I came out with my video, there are attempts to push me out of the picture. There have always been attempts. They had Dave Von Kleist come out with his video. They had David Griffin come out with a book. Whenever these people come up with something that's an alternative to what I've done, they get unbelievable promotion. And they always appear at first to be, they're honest people just adding something new. But what they're adding is inferior. It's not better.
Mm-hmm.
They're just taking some of the same information, and it's actually worse. You'd expect it to get better with time, and it's not. They're just trying to create something that they can promote to push me out of the picture. And you'll see this happened with David Griffin, but it was in a different way because David didn't understand that he was being taken advantage of. And so he had already written his book. He already got the reviews by Meacher of Britain and a whole bunch of other people, Howard Zinn. They'd already seen his book. They'd seen it, given reviews to it. It was ready to go. And Griffin had one day left to turn it over to the publisher. And that's when he decided, well, I ought to just quick check out Huffman's book. And so he picked it up, looked at it, and decided he better redo his book now. See, all this time they were trying to keep him away from my material. And he decided at the very last minute to see it. And he just happens to live 2 miles away from me. So he drove over, picked the book up, and then stayed up overnight, he said, changing his book around. So he had a little bit of morality in him. He didn't realize they were using him. They were using him as an alternative to my book. And if it hadn't been for him finding my book, there wouldn't have been any reference to me. It would have just been Hoffman, Jim Hoffman, and the other people that are in there.
Yep.
And you see, now 9/11 Mysteries is going the same way. You know, she originally had, a picture of me and my book in there. And you'll see that at the 25-minute mark if you look at her old one. But they told her, we're not going to distribute this film in Europe if you don't get rid of Huffschmidt. We don't want him. And so she eventually bowed to the pressure because she needs the money. And now the new version doesn't have me. She has David Ray Griffin in it. And see, this is the pressure they can put on people. They have a tremendous network. This is where you also have to realize, if George Bush is in control of everything, how is he doing this? How does George Bush tell Sophia to get me out of that video of hers, and otherwise they won't distribute it in Europe? How does Bush distribute this stuff in Europe? It's not Bush.
Never has been Bush. In fact, it's the handlers that you'll find. Do you remember we outed Deborah Simon a long time ago for having given Carl Schwartz a wad full of cash and peppered money around for this loose change video that was a worse version of your information in many ways, and in fact pushed people away from the Zionist Jewish influence and all of the 9/11 messes that we were facing. In other words, Eric, this money has been out there. The large sums, the effort. How much behind the scenes is Morris D's group playing from Southern Poverty Law? How much of this stuff is, and then you take a look at who this AFP people, who do they appeal to, Eric? I mean, come on, what kind of knuckle draggers are they getting over there to read that stuff? And it's interesting when you see Mark Glenn's most recent piece on Silberman, who we put up something about that dirtbag a long time ago, but he starts saying all Jews, and he made a very eloquent article up about all Jews being guilty, and you and I both know that that's nonsense. Now it is difficult to figure out which ones are real and which ones aren't, but all Jews are certainly not involved.
Well, that's right. And see, since you don't know which ones, the best thing to do is you have to avoid all of them, especially if they're involved in 9/11. See, the ones I know that are not involved in this deception, they're also not trying to stop me or anybody else from talking about 9/11.
That's right.
The real Jews, they're not out there pushing their Bush did it stories. You see, and since you don't know which ones are for real, the best thing to do is all of them in the 9/11 movement should be just told, get out of here, leave us alone. And you see, Kaminsky was doing the same thing, pushing this, no, it's every Jew, Daryl, it's every Jew.
That's right.
And this is the same thing if you were complaining about the Gambinos or the Al Capone family and somebody was saying, no, it's every Italian, it's every Italian. That would just make you look like such a fool.
Or a racist.
Yeah, or basically a lunatic that just hates one particular group. It's the same thing. For
yep.
Kaminsky to be saying every Jew, it's the same as saying, well, no, it's every Italian. You can't blame every single one. It's the Italian mentality. And it's nonsense. But they're doing this all over the place at these white supremacist groups. All of them are infiltrated, it seems like, every single group.
But then there's an orchestrated effort on blogs, on websites, on promotions that pushes people, either they thoroughly and completely ignore the research we did, and then parallel to that, they trash our personal, they make a mess of us personally. And some of this stuff is nonsense, Eric. They make fun of the way you look, or the fact that you're not married, or they say that I've got a black wife, or they say that I'm going to Iran to be the next Bin Laden, or they, in other words, stuff that is so harebrained and ridiculous. But see, they're killing the messenger and ignoring our research.
Well, I know hopefully people aren't that stupid to fall for some of these tricks, but I know a lot of them are. That's the problem. They are.
But look at the volume of stuff against us. That should tell everybody that we're the people they're trying to get rid of. That should tell you. Just look at the volume of it.
And
look at the attacks. In fact, I've had so many people write to me and say that they finally realize that we are the real deal by reading what this guy Poseidon and others on that site have said. They said, there's no rationale, Daryl, for that kind of attack on you unless you were the guys that were telling the truth. There's just none. And in fact, more and more people are starting to realize that this coordinated attack is intentional.
Well, yeah, and people have to take it seriously because they always think, well, it won't affect me any. It's just you that it's affecting. But it won't. Look at Boland. Where is that family? How much longer are they going to remain in hiding? Where are their children? Why aren't they coming to us and saying, we need help? What should we do? We need help getting out of here. We need help finding another place, but where are they?
But why don't they come to anybody and start saying that
that's
can
right.
promote them honestly?
That's right. They should be. If I was in their position, I'd be saying, "Help, help! These people, there's no help." And then people think, "Well, it's just them." Well, then they can. They're already trying to minimize me now. They've cut me out of 9/11 mysteries. They're gonna. If they get rid of us, who's left? Then they can take a look at all the Ron Paul supporters. They can get rid of all of the AFP subscribers. They can get rid of the people who have complained about the war. What's to stop them from doing what they've already done in Russia, East Germany? You know, pick up all of their critics and get rid of them.
That's right.
And if they get away with this, they're getting away with it with Boleyn. Where are the, is the support for Boleyn?
Well, and there is an effort out there, and you know, to be duped from the beginning by the Beauty and the Beast over there, Eric. You know, with this Mo Howard lookalike, the turn of this girl now it's about character assassination from her. I have not seen a single article or a single blog from Mo over there that said anything about our research. It's all a character assassination, just like it's going to be from everyone else of these crooks, because our research is spot on.
Well, yeah, and what's weird is how they all work together now. I mean, they used to be supposedly enemies. Suzette and Nina they hated each other, supposedly. Now they're working together? And do you see this? This is another thing. Alex Jones promotes the John Birch Society.
Yeah.
He links frequently to their articles. What is this? Does he like them or not like them? And you'll see Brents and Rivero, all of them promoting each other. You go to all the liberal sites, and you'll see the same thing. They're promoting... They all promote one another. It's one gigantic network. And if you have trouble believing how big it is, go on the internet and look for Zionist organizations. They have worldwide organizations. It's a network all over the planet.
Yeah.
This is not a little teeny group.
Yeah.
This is monstrous, and it's been growing for decades, or maybe centuries, for all we know.
And they do, you know, not every one of these people are actually Zionist workers. Some of them have just been sold a bill of goods. And they've accepted in other words, they go with the flow of people around them going, oh, yeah, yeah, Smith must be bad. Look, his wife's black. Or you know, he talks to Arabs or something. Or, you know, they make up this, and they buy it because they've got some brain problems. Or they're not seeing this from the inside like we are.
Yeah, and then what you can do is once you realize some of them are liars, all you have to do is follow who they promote and look at what they're doing right now. Right now, with the banking system having problems, and you'll see if some people now, what are they going to do? What are they going to do about the banking system? You see, they're trying to protect them. They're trying to protect the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and all of the others in the Federal Reserve. They're blaming it on the Rockefellers, the Bushes. There's articles out there, Prescott Bush, the Nazis American banker. That's the name of it. At informationclearinghouse.info. Mm-hmm. Prescott Bush is the Nazis American banker? He's not their banker. And you'll see some of the others. You'll see the title is Rockefeller, Nazis, the UN and genocide.
But Eric, the Harriman Bank is a Rothschild bank.
That's right. See, this is what they're now trying to protect. What people have to realize is we can't just get rid of one or two of these people. You can't just get rid of Bush. You can't just get rid of the Rockefellers. It's the entire infestation. It's the Oppenheimers, the Rothschilds, the entire Zionist organization. It's all of these people. If we settle on a partial solution, it's like being covered with ticks, and all you do is pull one or two little ones off. You're still infested. You've got to get rid of all of these people. You can't fall for these tricks that, oh, it's just Prescott Bush. He's the banker. And the other trick they'll do is that Marvin Bush had a position at a Securicom. It's called Securicom. And because of that, now he's being blamed for the demolition of the towers. That has nothing to do with it. There's a lot of employees at that company. Marvin Bush may have just been set up. They may have just said, here, you can be a principal of the company for a few years. And so he may have done that, may not have done a bit of work at the company. But they're using that now to try to make it look like, oh, the Bush family, they're the ones that blew those towers up in Building 7. Well, there's no evidence of that. The evidence is Larry Silverstein and his connections. to Netanyahu, the Mossad, the Israeli movers, the art students, that's where it looks like the explosives are coming from.
That's right.
And they're trying to sacrifice somebody. They've got to sacrifice somebody because people are waking up. And once people realize 9/11 is a hoax and you start to look at it, you end up at the same place. If you continue to look, you're going to end up coming to the same conclusion we came to. You can't get away from this.
Yeah.
It's an Israeli dominated operation.
Well, but see, now what I'm trying to get to here is that our research condemns these people hands down. We got them, Eric. And now it's instead of trying to touch our research, because they know when they try to do that, they end up looking like shills. They're going to come after us. They're going to destroy the messenger, and they've done it in concert. There is a effort across the internet to do this to us, and it's been going on a long time. And you have to ask yourself, what benefit is there to us to not tell you the facts right now? When you take a look at our research, you know it's accurate, Eric. What benefit is there to us? We're not connected to anybody else. We're not promoting Rents. We're not promoting Jones. We're not promoting Jack Blood or Michael Corbin or any of these liars or Hoffman or, none of it.
Well, right. And that should be the other clue, is look at how they all promote one another. And we're sitting here by ourselves being pushed aside, and already Bolin's vanished. What's going to happen if we vanish? I mean, it's amazing that this can go on right in front of everyone's face.
And it's interesting also, Eric, that the people saying Bolin is fine, it's unbelievable, because they're accepting third-person accounts from emails that were sent by people who we know Bolin never wrote some of these emails. It was very clear. In fact, in some instances, even was referring to himself in the third person.
Yeah, it does look like someone else wrote.
He calls him the Bolin family and stuff. Some of these emails were off the hook weird.
Yeah, and then there's somebody else in Norway who said he saw the whole family that were doing fine in Norway. I mean, what are they? Are they in Norway doing fine? Where are they? Something's wrong here.
And worse, Eric, how about this one? It's a friggin' misdemeanor, dude.
Yeah, that's right. So if all he has to do is leave, if he just leaves to another state or another nation, what's the big deal? And if we could just get some support for this, where are the people in this country? Where are the Europeans? And they got to take this seriously, because what they're seeing happen with him is what has already happened in Russia and East Germany. It's happening in Iraq. There's stories about a lot of the skilled workers in Iraq disappearing.
Yep. And then all the academics.
This is what they have to do is get rid of their critics, get rid of a few people with intelligence, and leave behind a horde of imbeciles that are very easy to get control of. And then they'll have the whole place.
Yep.
And if the Europeans don't start doing something, it's the same thing over there. When are they going to start looking into their banking system? The European Union. Who's running the European Union? They don't even ask. They just accept this stuff.
Yeah.
Who are these new leaders? Who's this Gordon Brown? This is a replacement for Blair? Is this an improvement? They don't even ask. It's the same thing you see in America. They'll swap out George Bush for McCain or Hillary Clinton without even wondering, is this an improvement?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And if we don't get, people get discouraged because they think the majority don't care. It's true, the majority don't. But we've got to find that minority who will. That's what's going to change the world, that minority who will do something. Don't get discouraged. I think one of the things they do to ruin us is tell people, well, we got to get the majority. You got to work on the majority. We don't have to work on the majority. The majority are hopeless. They've always been hopeless. We've got to find that minority that will do something. And then we've got to promote ourselves and one another. Don't let them... If they put something out like on Rents that sounds real good, don't just start promoting Rents just because he wrote a good article.
That's the argument I had with Stephen St. John yesterday, that when he said that Rents was a good source. I said, hey, he marries all of his information with visits to Mars and crop circles and remote viewing and all this other signs of the times crap. another group that trashes us. And you know, when you take a look at this stuff, Eric, there are so many angles to their psyop. It's unbelievable how many ways they'll approach destroying a message.
Well, they've been in this for decades or centuries. They've got a lot of experience on what works and what doesn't. And the other thing they'll do to people is feed their ego. You see, they have so many tricks when they want to work on somebody. All they have to do is tell somebody how wonderful he is, and they love to help him. Most people are suckers for that.
Yeah.
And then they can make him feel special, make him feel like he's somebody special, and what they're really doing is manipulating him, encouraging him to pass more false information. People have to be taking this seriously. They have to look at history, at what has been going on. Look at what the Europeans and the Russians have already gone through, and realize they're not going to stop. They're going to do it to us if we don't do something. And we've got to do something with all of them, not just a partial solution. All of them, the bankers, the Zionists, the media. Don't let the media get off the hook, too. That's the other thing they're always trying to do, is make it sound like, oh, the CIA is in control of the media. Well, the CIA can't control the worldwide media.
That's right.
There's too much of them. They can't be controlling so many people.
That's right.
And so we've got to realize it's the entire group has got to go.
Yep. Yep. Well, yeah, it's interesting when you find out that the Zionist Jewish control of French media. You've got the Martin Bouygues and the Lagardère family and the Dassault family. All three families are Zionist Jews, and they control all of the channels here, all of them. And of course, they put the same nonsense of 6 feet under and dead like me, and you know, the world's coming to an end, and Tombstone and Epitaph, and all these other shows that have come out all over American TV, you know, touting the idea that the world's coming to an end and death is a good choice, and it's all this sick stuff, really. Really sick stuff, and how in the world do you think that these kind of ideas coming out of America and being supported throughout the world, they're being supported through a network of Zionist criminals?
Well, yeah, these end of the world things, these doomsday scenarios, that's the thing they also promote all the time, and I think it's because they want to get a lot of Americans to believe that there's supposed to be a big nuclear war.
Yep.
And that Jesus will return. They're taking advantage of all these religious nut jobs who actually believe that people are going to be able to bring back Jesus, you know, by their own actions. By acting like jerks, we're going to be able to bring back Jesus. By starting a nuclear war, we're going to do it. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, even if it's true that Jesus is going to return, he's not going to return just because we start a war with each other. I mean, if he comes back, he'll be coming back because he wants to, not because we're starting wars. They're just taking advantage of these religious people, encouraging them to believe that we should be expecting a nuclear war. We should be expecting it, and then when it happens, nobody will say, well, who started this? They won't be looking at Israel and saying, well, who started this war? Instead, they'll be saying, oh, finally, Jesus is coming.
Yeah, and this show called Jeremiah, where Luke Perry runs around the country in the next big collapse, feeding people, and he has superpowers, and I mean, these kinds of things. There's 50 shows like this, and now they're coming out with a whole series of shows that destroys the Christian idea. You know, that America's Christian roots are worthless, and you shouldn't have any morality, and you know, and then you take a look at the worldwide influence of pornography. It's the same Jewish names in charge of French pornography as there is in American pornography, as there is in German pornography. It's the same.
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at it, even if places, one of the strangest things is that even if you go to some of the Jewish sites themselves, like the Jewish virtuallibrary.org, it says the American Jewish Historical Society writes that, quote, historians speculate that Jews compromised half of the nation's leading bootleggers, and that Jewish gangsters like Meyer Lansky and Bugsy Siegel dominated organized crime in certain cities. Now, this is coming from the Jewish Historical Society. They're saying that the Jews were half of the nation's bootleggers. Jewish gangsters were dominating organized crime. You'd never see this if you look at Hollywood. You'd think that they're all Italian.
That's right.
And here, this is them. You'll find a lot of it right at the Israeli newspapers, the Israeli historians. You'll find a lot of the truth over there. The most amazing thing is they sometimes talk about things they would never allow in our own newspapers. And some of what they have in their books, and even on their television shows, that's where those three of the five dancing Israelis went to talk. They would never let them talk on American television.
Well, and then you know, you have this these two dimsticks yesterday on Piper's show saying that we've been marginalized and that we're just a bunch of jokes, but in fact, our numbers are larger, and we are having a bigger effect than we've ever had numbers-wise, Eric. Our statistics are up higher than ever in our history. So obviously, just because they say it doesn't make it so. The statistics are telling us that I had 7,000 last month more than the month before. That was the biggest month we ever had of visits to our website. My point being, and it has nothing to do with the number of files we're putting out because we're doing fewer than we've done before. The truth of the matter is that the people are getting the message and they're desperate to trash us and take a look at how they've done it. This is important for people to understand, and it's simple if you put your 2 plus 2 together, it equals 4, ladies and gentlemen. It's not 22. And, you know, we can do this kind of analysis if you're doing the... It's not that hard to figure out. Now, of course, the saddest part of this whole recent developments is that Bolin is in trouble. There is no doubt in my mind, and the fact of the matter is whether he's alive or not is still up to debate. You got a call from somebody. You think it's Bolin, but the fact is the person that called you was all nervous as hell and sick to his stomach, and his wife's sick, and this is not somebody free.
No, but what you just mentioned, it was an important point about propaganda. You know, you said they're always telling everybody, oh, we're losing support, people don't like us. This power of suggestion, this advertising, see, they've learned a lot from advertising. Most people never think for themselves. And so if you tell somebody, oh, this Daryl Smith, he's losing support. If you keep repeating that, a lot of people just start believing it's true. They did this with me when my video first came out. They would say to people, oh, you can't show that in public. His voice is high and squeaky. You wait till he gets a better narrator. And there were actually people falling for this. They'd tell me, oh, your voice, it's really not appropriate for narration. When are you going to put a better narrator on it? I'm going to wait before I show it, because we need a better narrator. I mean, this is stupid. People are falling for the simplest tricks, most basic tricks in advertising, which is, you know, this create, you know, this power of suggestion. You tell people what you want them to think, and they don't think for themselves. Most people will never think for themselves. They just pick it up and repeat it.
But I'm going to remind everybody that this AFP works with Wing TV's Scott Muffcock there, and he also is working with Ted Gunderson, the guy that the FBI agent that couldn't shoot straight. He never came up with a single arrest for anybody in all these investigations he did. Oddly, you know, he's supposed to be saving children from being abducted, and he hasn't found anybody ever, brought anybody to justice in his entire career for any of these crimes. But he's the big guy? No. But what was happening is he's the guy that goes there and says, I'll help you, and he doesn't.
Well, that's right.
But he's also on AFP's list of writers.
Yeah, and he's also he gets involved with the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yep.
And Noreen Gosh, when she was complaining, her son's disappeared. He's like Phil Berg, but he's not a lawyer. He's there all the time. And same with that Jimmy Rothstein. I mean, all of these people, they're there to investigate pedophilia, but nothing ever happens.
Well, then, and Eric, take a look at what Ted Pike is listed as one of the writers for the West Coast writers for AFP, and he comes out and says Arabs did the 9/11 attack.
That's right. You see, you got to wonder what's going on with Ted Pike. All of these people, they've been around a long time, and they're really not giving out that much information. They're not really helping us. They show no concern that Bolin has vanished. You've got to wonder who these people are. They're basically in front of our face. They're identifying themselves. We could pick up so many names this way. Look at Scholars for 9/11 Truth, the Patriots for 9/11 Truth. There are lists of names. They have identified themselves. They're operating in plain sight. They're right in front of our face. All we need is enough people to realize this and deal with it.
Yep. Well, Eric, we needed to do this because, you know, the attempt is not working for people with a brain. But there are a lot of people out there on the margins that you know, go to work all day and then try to catch up on all of this information when they get home, and may not be privy to all the machinations that we are able to see. Just use your logic. And why would a little old website like ours attract so much negative attention? Why? Why such a, you know, we're 10 to 15,000 people a day. That's a pittance compared to some of these other sites. Why is it so important that they trash us? Why? Use your logic, Eric.
Yeah, I know. If you look at some of the other sites like Rants, they're like at the top sites on the planet.
Yeah, well, along with what really happened, along with Alex Jones, along with the Daily Kos, along with, you know, the Scholars for Truth and all this other stuff. Look at the numbers they get, and why would they spend 24/7 trying to put us out?
And that Daily Kos, see, that person gets on television, too, all the time. Those are the phony liberals. This is the other trick that the liberals haven't figured out. The people that call themselves liberals, they haven't figured out that they're... group isn't doing anything to stop the war. It's not doing anything to expose 9/11. George Soros and his MoveOn group isn't doing anything. It's all just a big pen for stupid animals. That's what they've got basically set up. They've just taken a bunch of stupid animals and put them in a pen, and they're feeding them propaganda.
That's right.
And they're following these people. You can identify them. Just look at Daily Kos. Look at the people that they work with. That Fire Lake Dog or whatever it's called. I mean, she's another one that gets on TV. They get onto television. That should tell you something. Why are they getting favorable publicity on television?
Yeah.
All the time. It's not just once in a while. And then they're looking who promotes them.
And our little old site got Paula Zahn up in arms and got us. And Eric, you know, they tried everything they could to stop us. Now they've put a full court press on our little website to stop us from telling the truth. Use your head.
And not only that, but it shows you that the individual can do something. We're always getting this, oh, what can I do? I'm just a little person.
That's right.
That's all we are.
That's right.
The truth is unbelievable. What it can do is wipe out so many of these liars. That's what we have on our side. We don't have money. We don't have the connections. The truth can do so much damage to these people. That's
another thing, Eric, that keep trying to say that this is a money operation. I can't pay my friggin' bills.
I know it's not for money, but that's right.
But Eric, listen, I mean, come on, that's one of their big points over here. I'm sitting here in a used car with a house that I can barely pay the bills on to keep the electric on and the rest of it, and they're saying that I'm rich.
Well,
you know damn well that that's not true.
But that's, like I said, the power of suggestion. They say what they want, and most people never question it. People will just believe it, and they'll even repeat it. Well, they say, that's always they say, that Daryl Smith is getting rich from this. Well, nobody ever looks into it. This power of suggestion is unbelievable.
Eric, if it weren't for some stopgap help I've got from you over time and some other stuff, I would be destitute here.
Well, I know.
That's a fact of my life, ladies and gentlemen. I've sacrificed everything that you can imagine to keep doing this, and people have the absolute audacity, the nerve to say I'm making money at this.
Well, it's not the nerve. It's they're desperate. They're trying to stop us.
No, but the people who are repeating it have
the
nerve.
People, they don't know. I know. The people that repeat it don't know what's going on. This is the problem. People have to be more careful where their information is coming from, and they've got to remind themselves over and over. Put a picture of the Bolin family on their refrigerator so they realize they could be next.
That's right.
Or put some pictures of what happened in Dresden or East Germany or Russia and realize this is not a game.
No.
And they can be next. The supporters of Ron Paul could be next. All those people that donated money and put their names and addresses out. What about the subscribers to the Idaho Observer? How about the people that have talked to Ted Gunderson? All of these people could be on the list. And if they could just get rid of us,
Built those camps for somebody, Eric.
That's right, and I think the people that built them didn't know what they were building it for. They were probably lied to and said, well, it's for, you know, prisoners. And
well, it's probably for the Ron Paul list and the people you just said.
Yeah, but the people that built them were probably deceived into thinking it was just, you know, something more sensible. You see, this is how they normally operate. They seem to deceive people into helping them. without, and the people that are helping them don't even get it. They haven't figured it out. They're being used. And all we have to do to change it is for these people, the police, the military, the other people, to realize they're being used and to switch from helping them to helping us. That's all they have to do.
That's right. That's right.
All they have to do is ask themselves, do we want to continue working for this Zionist organization or do we want to bail out? They need to get a blackmail victims union going or something.
Oh, Eric, you know what? It's painful to see that how people can be duped. But you know what? We needed to do this today because the sheer volume of stuff, and it's interesting because it's not working. If you want to check our numbers, it's not working. They've manipulated our search engine for Google. They've manipulated us on Alexa. And I'm going to tell you guys, when we are represented in over 100 nations in the world every day, we are seen. And only 6 out of 10 people that come to the website are from North America. That includes Canada. 40% are from outside America. So we're a worldwide phenomenon, even though we're small. It's time for people to finally say, look, the French Connections research, Bolin's work, Eric's book, Daryl's rants have been on spot on, and it's time to start helping the right people.
Yeah, we need the promotion because we don't have that network. We've got to get people spreading our sites, and if you just keep doing it and don't spread the deceptive sites just because they happen to put up an article that sounds good.
That's right.
If you want, you can pull out some of the information, but don't help them. They've already got enough help. We need it. We need to get the publicity. We need to get the help. And it's not a question of fame. It's we got to get this information out.
Fame is the last thing I want, Eric. Fame, Jesus.
But that's what they, you know, that's what they portray it as. You see,
I know it. I know it. And I, fame or fortune, and neither of those things are important to me. And the fact is, you know, I have a little a modicum of health lately because I discovered something remarkable with this chlorella thing, but the fact of the matter is, you know, for the last year, I've been trying to do this not feeling good, which is even worse.
Yeah.
It's amazing. How many times did I call you saying, Eric, I don't feel good, man. I must have told you that 100 times. More than that, even. And I just kept doing it. I kept plugging away because, you know what, if I stop, who the hell's going to do it? We're the last voices out there for the truth.
I know, it's pretty sad, because I was expecting at least some people to come out.
It's friggin' unbelievable, because people are stupid as fence posts, and it makes me sick.
I think a lot of it is selfishness. They just don't care. And everybody now should start taking it seriously. If their name is on a list, or possibly, they better start taking this seriously.
Yep, because I think the end game is coming here.
They are in big trouble, especially if the Japanese and the Chinese start realizing what's going on. America is deteriorating into a third world nation. You got to face it. America is a big mess. Europe is not in the greatest shape. If the Japanese and the Chinese start realizing that this Zionist movement has just taken advantage of them and everybody else, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble. And so we've help us spread it. And realize, you know, they are desperate. You got to put yourself in their position. What would you do if you were a Rothschild right now or a Zionist and you had this kind of stuff coming out on the Internet? Look on the Internet.
Yeah, or an Oppenheimer or a Brothman or, Warburg.
They have been depending upon lies and deception. And the Internet and the CDs and the DVDs are taking that away from them. They are being exposed, and a lot of them are. All you have to do now is go to Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and you can get hundreds of names of these people. And that's just some of them. They are being exposed, and they can't stop it. They have to do something. And the only thing that's really available right now is they've got to start getting rid of us, like the Bolin family. And then the rest of us are going to be next. What else can they do? They can't stop the truth. They can't fight it.
Well, Eric, I'm glad you did this today. This is important because, you know, we don't want this idea that you know, we're not doing the right thing over here to get any traction. It has to be addressed. We had to come out and address it. I hope it has for all of you. And the fact is, neither one of us are wealthy in any way. And, you know, one person out there with a decent bank account could empower us to kick some people's teeth in. Where the heck is that help,
Well, you know what I think is see, I don't know if I mentioned this once, but Jimmy Walter made a remark that his dad started getting wealthy because he was building houses after the war, and his dad made some remark. Jimmy didn't go into detail, but he made some remark about how his dad was saying the crime is unbelievable when you get into large amounts of money. With you know, the people that are becoming rich, basically he said something like, you know, you don't get to be billionaires without cheating. You don't make enormous amounts of money without joining the gang. And this may be why all of the wealthy people are so silent about 9/11 and Zionism. They have committed so many of their own crimes. Some of them may have been tricked into it. And now they're being blackmailed over it. The crime is so extreme that may be one of the reasons everyone is so silent. And we have to realize, you know, do we want to continue this? Even the people that are doing it, even the businessmen that are committing crimes, really need to look at their own lives and ask themselves, is this really what they want? Do they want to continue on this path?
Yeah.
For what? Some money? And by the way, Jimmy Walter just sent out an email. He will no longer answer email. He's dropping out of everything. He took away his $1 million challenge. He's out of it. He's completely out of the picture now.
Can't deal with it.
So now we got the Bolins gone. Jimmy Walter is gone. Who's left?
Yeah.
People better start taking this seriously. They're putting pressure on everybody. They put pressure on Sophia now. I'm out of the new version of 9/11 Mysteries. They're not going to stop. Some of them are going to fight to the death.
Yeah. Well, there will be more files with you and I together, Eric, but, you know, with fate on our side. And we got another show coming up later, and I'm going to be picking up in about 20 minutes here with someone else. So I'm going to call this a file, and hopefully this will be an important one for people to understand just how duped some of these people are and how organized the trashing of the French Connection really is, because it is an organized effort to destroy us, to eliminate us. They've probably already taken a Bolin. He's not okay. No way. Not a chance, not a snowball's chance in Hades, Eric, that man and his family is okay. None. Zero. Not a chance.
No, I agree with you. And then you have to ask yourself, what are they doing to them? If you listen to if you look at things like the Franklin cover-up, it may not be a nice picture.
No. Well, all right, my friend. I'll be talking to you in a short time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Darrell Bradford Smith telling you all, please be well. And please do your due diligence. Go to that wake up from your slumber site and take a look at the fact that they closed every one of the blogs I put up on Bolin's work. Every one. And take a look at this guy Poseidon's trashing of my character rather than my research. And look at the lies over there. And you're going to go, oh my goodness, this is a nest. It's a nest of nonsense. And it's not just their site doing it. It's all over the net. This is a concerted conjoined effort here to attempt to destroy our credibility. Be well, ladies and gentlemen. Work harder. Fight on. Bye-bye now.
I'll be with you for the rest.
rest of your life. Could I be the only one to know this part of you? And you will find. Of my